blog music, please.
There we go. We're physically incapable of talking to Laura unless we have her theme music.
It goes on in my head when she comes over to my desk.
What we need is a dance for the theme music here, for the blog.
Laura Conaway, our blog maven. What do you have to share with us today?
We have a lot of listeners taking us to school today, is what
really?
We have. Yeah, we do. We're starting off with Summer Ash, who has a post to get us started on that Globe at Night program where you go out and you look at the stars. And what we want to do is try to use our Twitter crowd, twitter.com/BPP, and also our blog to go ahead and get you, the Bryant Park crowd, to go out, look up, see Orion, follow the instructions on our blog, compare it to the map, see how bright you are, and we'll try to make a Google mashup map of what we see, where we are in the world, and what the sky looks like to the Bryant Park crowd.
That'd be very cool.
It's really neat.
That's very cool.
Producer Dan Pashman has a cool video from YouTube about this guy, Josh Klein. He has a machine that teaches crows to go out and find coins and put them in a vending machine in exchange for a peanut. He's going to be on the show a little bit later today.
He did. He presented at TED, and I learned a lot about crows last night, the size of crows, brains, corvids, all kinds of things.
They're smart.
Very smart.
Yeah, they could do my job.
And they're manipulative, apparently, as well.
They could do my job. And they're going to be... Anyway, you can start checking them out right now. There's a video from YouTube about that. And finally, we tried a new way of opening the show yesterday, 12 Minutes of Glory, and I've brought Matt Martinez, Senior Supervising Producer, in to tell us about that.
Hi. So I posted yesterday on the blog that we did our A block differently yesterday. We kind of blew it up. You know, when you hear the show, it opens, you hear... you guys talking, then you have a lead story, then a newscast, and then we have an interview. Usually something really interesting in the news that day or that's at the top of mind for people. Well, yesterday we decided that we would have no big featured lead, no segmented newscast, no news interview, but instead kind of a mix of news from the morning and the weekend with, you know, sound bites and excerpts from pieces from NPR stories. And we posted it up on the blog. I mean, we here internally, we didn't like it so much.
I almost cried.
Allison.
I almost cried.
Actually,
I'm just going to fess up.
I think I saw Allison throw up halfway through the segment. We decided to open up to everyone listening. And you know, it was weird because it was a mixed bag. But generally, the theme running through the comments was it had a very NPR feel to it. That's not a bad thing. That's actually a really cool thing. What it didn't have, and I think a couple people may have said this, and I'm kind of reading between the comments, between the lines here, it didn't sound like us. Is, I think, what people were saying. And
it's nice that there's an us to sound like.
Yeah, I know. And that's pretty cool. And that's like the most awesome thing about this.
I talked to one of the listeners, Matt. Do you want to hear from him?
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Mark Marion of Reston, Virginia, he actually won the prize by being first to check in. Jacob, have you got that tape? Let's hear what he has to say.
There were some of the blog posts where people were saying it sounded like commercial radio. I didn't think it sounded like commercial radio at all. It sounded like other news radio sources, and particularly for me, it felt like Morning Edition that we get here, because it was some of the stories that would be used in that, and in fact, some of the exact content that was used in that.
So he likes Morning Edition. He just doesn't like us to sound like Morning Edition.
Right. Yeah. And that's okay. And that's a good thing. I mean, we were just experimenting, and Steve Peters said thank you. Thank you for experimenting. Mm-hmm. We're glad you're still
welcome,
experimenting.
Steve.
Nathan in Holland said that he listens to us while he's working, and he loves the interviews, music reviews, movie reviews, the most totally rocks, all caps. And then he said that he really didn't have an opinion to it, and then opinion about it. And then he went back and he said he takes that back. He re-listened to it and hated it. Snore, all caps. So people are getting their all caps on. And you know, when people start getting their all caps on,
they mean it.
They mean it.
Then you're there. Yeah, our Twitter crowd actually weighed in pretty heavily on this, too. Brian Person came in and said that, aren't y'all trying to differentiate yourself from Morning Edition? I like Allison lamenting missing the dog show, for example. And Dan Mosquito liked it. He said, I like it. It's like a Fox and Friends, i.e. fun, not bland, yet substantive for radio. And very balanced, too.
There you go.
Well, there
hey,
you
thanks
go.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for commenting. That's great. It's fantastic. We love it. Keep coming back and
bring them on.
Saying more.
Senior producer Matt Martinez, web editor Laura Conaway, thank you.
That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Visit us, oh please do, on the blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.